Good morning. This is Mr. Paul Jangles. It is August 18th, and I am at Shawnee Mission Park in Johnson County, Kansas. Probably not going to make it all the way through this disc golf course, but I thought it'd be nice to at least start one. Maybe I'll finish it up later. It's probably about 9:15 in the morning. I just threw my first drive on hole number one, and I am searching for my disc. The first hole has got a wide open field, and they have to cross a creek usually, and then the hole, it looks like it's going to be well set back. Usually I bogey this hole, so I kind of threw all the way to the creek, and then I have to throw through some kind of window and then hope that I can try to get a good putt in. So here I go. All right, so got a double bogey on that. That wasn't too good. But what really kind of fucked me up was that I have a threesome behind me who was standing with their hands on their hips as I was trying to play through. So I ended up hitting a tree. Maybe just go ahead and let the guy who's one person go ahead and finish off his first hole before you start throwing. I don't know. It's just kind of disc golf etiquette. Anyway, I'm up to hole number two. And hole number two looks like it's in the far location. The hole one was also in a further location. Hole number two looks like it's 466. So it's going to be a difficult par three for sure. Looks like there's a dog and a man walking. I don't think that they're playing disc golf, though. So I'll let you know how I do on hole number two. All right, so there was a guy walking a dog on the fairway, and then so I had to wait for him to get out of the way. And then I missed a putt by just inches to save par, and so I got a bogey on hole number two. So I'm at three over on the first two holes. Hopefully some of the holes will be shorter. These have all been playing at the longest pin positions. So I don't know. These aren't my favorite holes. I never really do that well with them. It's kind of like Heritage, where you start off on hole number one, you're like, oh my God, I'm never going to do any good on this round. So things usually turn around a little bit better for Mr. Paul Jangles after these first three holes. The third hole, we play kind of out of a tunnel shot. You have to get through this wooded section, and right now it looks like it's playing at the longest position again. So I'll probably bogey this one too, because you really have to have a heck of a drive and then a heck of a second shot to have any chance at par, but I'll do my best and let you know how I do. All right, so I finally decided to turn my U-Disc app on, and much to my surprise, actually holes one and two are par fours, not par threes. So the sign says par threes, but they are in the long position, which actually aren't even really on the map. So when I consulted U-Disc, it said par four. So I'm not really actually at three over. I am at one over because I just did par hole number three, much to my surprise. Had a really decent drive. Got it out there, and I would have had to look at a birdie, actually, if I would have been playing in the short position, but as a long position. Had a fairly decent second throw. Got it within, I'd say, 20 feet, somewhere around there. And then was lucky enough to get my putt in. So even a blind sow finds an acorn every once in a while. So I'm up to hole number four, and I've got a foursome in front of me. So it's very, very unlikely that I will finish this round. These guys have thrown one into a tree, and so they're studying that quite diligently. Holes 4 through 18, you actually have to cross a street to get to all of those. It's a street within Shawnee Mission Park. Shawnee Mission Park is probably the second biggest park in Kansas City, I think. I don't know how Wyandotte compares to it. They're probably fairly similar in size. I would say Shawnee Mission Park has more of a nature vibe to it, whereas Wyandotte's got more of a user-friendly kind of vibe. Swope Park, I think, is the biggest park in Kansas City. Pour one out for the Swope Park disc golf course. I'm about to get run over by a cyclist. I don't know if you heard him go by, but he was giving me the dirty look. So I'm up to hole number four. Hole number four is kind of a cool hole. You got trees on your left and your right, so you have a little window to try to get through. And then it's kind of an uphill shot, so you're playing across the valley of sorts. I'm sorry if I'm a little out of breath. I've been hiking here as I'm talking. Shawnee Mission Park looks like it's been well mowed recently, so that's good. It is a little humid out, so there's a nice dew on everything, so my feet are a little bit wet. The foursome in front of me still are studying, looks like trying to find their disc. Somebody tried to set up a discharging station here on the bench that I'm looking at, but they didn't write that it's a discharging station, it's just a circle. There's some other graffiti, but it's hard to figure out what exactly that means or says. So, let's see. These guys are still working on it. It looks like they've put a new pin position for hole number four. So instead of being in the short 301 position or the 381 tucked up in the woods position, it's a little further back. So it's kind of straight away past some trees. So every once in a while they do this kind of thing and then you don't really quite know what to do, but that's okay. I don't know if it's going to be a par four because it's not listed on the sign. So I'll consult UDisc and see what it says. Looks like those guys have wrapped up hole number four, so I will go ahead and drive. So I'll let you know how I do. All right, so I got a bogey on hole number four. Hole number four is, I think, 430 feet to the pin from the tee pad. So it's one of those tweeners where it's like, if it would just be a little bit further, it'd be a par four. But anyway, I had a decent drive. And then I hit a tree on my second shot, and then I put it right underneath the basket on my third, and so it was just a layup for a bogey. So I'm up to hole number five. I still have that foursome in front of me, so hopefully they'll let me play through here in just a little bit. This is a, I think it looks like it's the 215 position, so this is a very birdieable hole. We'll see how I do. So I'm going to bust out the TL3 G-Star, and hopefully I can put it somewhere close to the basket for an opportunity for a birdie. So I'll let you know once these four individuals get done in front of me. So here we go. All right, so let's see, what did I do? I went ahead and parred hole number five, I think. And then the foursome in front of me went ahead and teed off and they didn't let me play through. So I went ahead and skipped around them. So I skipped holes six and seven in the hopes that I could play hole number eight, but then there was a twosome there, so I just said screw it and I'm skipping eight and nine to kind of get out of their way, and so I'm headed to hole 10. It looks like there might even be a threesome on that. I might just skip most of the rest of this course. I don't know what's going to happen. You're probably wondering, well, why aren't you just more patient, Mr. Pole Jangles, and just go ahead and wait for these people? Well, I have to get home and I have to take my kids to music lessons, so my oldest is playing guitar and my youngest is playing piano and my wife's going to book club. So I need to get home for that. So no time for waiting for Mr. Pole Jingles. So I'm going to go ahead and skip just a whole bunch of holes. That's okay. I'm mostly out here just to kind of get steps and I wanted to be outside because it's a pretty nice day, but I think it's going to get really hot later this afternoon. So I was going to try and squeeze in a few holes. I didn't have any expectations of actually finishing this entire course. Treesbane and I actually have our very first podcast was here. So obviously we really like Shawnee Mission Park. It's probably in our top six or seven or something like that. I'm not quite sure where it falls. It's one of those courses that I think there's no real signature hole, as Treesbane likes to call them. But every hole is like really legitimately properly set up. So they're thought out. It's just a good course. It's what all courses should average or should aspire to be at the minimum, in my opinion. So there is quite a few folks. There's a guy that's throwing multiple forehands on hole number 11, it looks like. I'm on hole number 10. I guess I could, can I go play it or is there somebody still on this? That's a bicyclist. I'm going to go ahead and play hole number 10 because it looks like there's a little bit of gap between players. I didn't realize there's going to be so many people out on a Saturday morning at 9:15. So here I go. Hole number, what did I say, 10? 10. I just about dropped my coffee. Still haven't had enough coffee this morning, so that's kind of why I'm a little little grumpy sounding. So here we go, hole number 10. All right, so I got a bogey on hole number 10. And so, of course, I'm up to hole number 16 because I skipped in front of three other groups. And so 10 wasn't too far from 16. So I just play these last three holes and see how we do. There's a group that's playing a twosome. It looks like that's on hole number 15. They're just walking up to it. So I'm going to cut this short so I can go ahead and get out of their way. Hole number 16 is a downhill shot. It's kind of across a small gully, if you will. And so it looks like it's in the 416 position. So you got to put a little bit of mustard on your first shot. There's trees on the left. I've been in those trees quite a few times. There's a couple of scraggly catalpa trees on your right. So you kind of want to play between them. It would be quite the hook if you tried to go around them. So the only option really is to go straight down the middle and hope that you can have a straight shot. So here I go. Hopefully I'll get a decent shot on my first drive. So here we go. All right, so I went ahead and bogeyed hole number 16. I'm up to hole number 17. I put my hole 16 drive into the trees, like I kind of foretold. And then my second shot was a little short. It seems like all the holes have been in the long position. I'm up to hole number 17 now, and it's an uphill shot, but you can't even see where the hole actually is. So I need to kind of throw over this hill, and then hopefully I'll see where it is. Usually I can't throw. It's not gonna affect, actually, my throw, so I'm not going to go walk over the hill. So hole number 17, here we go. All right, so I am up to hole number 14. All right, 14, what am I talking about? I'm up to hole 18. So I'm still a little groggy from hanging out with, we had a little date night with my wife last night, and we had some drinks, and we watched a show called Glow, which is on Netflix, which I highly endorse if you are into such things as watching television. Hole number 18, which I'm up to, is one of my very favorite holes. I've birdied it on numerous occasions, so I always have a soft spot for holes that I do well on. Weird. So there's a bunch of trees on the left, but you got all kinds of room on your right to go ahead and throw wherever you want. So I usually like to put a huge hyzer on it. Yeah, hyzer, I guess. And then let it sweep in towards the hole, which is, I think, in the 333-foot position. Trees Bane, as I recall, lost one of his discs whenever he was trying to play hyzer. It didn't quite hyze, and it just went peeled off to the right, and then it entered into a meadow, and we never saw it again. So I don't remember actually which one that was. Maybe a Grim Reaper or something along those lines. But anyway, I'm going to play the T-Devil. It's my best hyzer driver. So yeah, hole number 18, then I'll wrap things up. This is kind of just a taste of Shawnee Mission Park, not really a total review, because as I said, we already did the review back in March or February, I think. So you can go back to our very first podcast, and you'll learn all kinds of things about us on that first podcast that we have not since revealed. So I invite you to go back and listen to it again. So here we go, hole number 18. All right, so I just finished the 18th hole for the taste of Shawnee Mission Park. And I had a look at birdie. It was probably a 27 to 30 foot putt. And I hit the bottom of the pole. So, meh. Que sera, sera. I accomplished what I wanted to accomplish, and that was getting a bunch of steps in before I had to take my kids to music lessons. So, there we go. Let's see, what do I have to say about Shawnee Mission Park? I do love this park. It's great. It's got a little something for everybody. There's a remote control airplanes that you can do. You can bring your dog to the dog park. There's a lot of cyclists out. There's a lake that you can boat on. You can swim in. You can paddleboard, those sorts of things. Not that I've done any of those things on that lake, but you could. You could do it. It's got a disc golf course, which is always fun. I was a little surprised how crowded it was. Because even whenever I was getting done, there was like three or four different people there. So I, you know, if you're going to come play Shawnee Mission Park, expect for there to be a few people. We've come here before, I think Trees Bane and I, and, you know, left because there were so many people, and we went ahead and played Wyandotte, which is, it's quite a ways away from here, but you just have to kind of go north up 435, and then you're up there in probably about 15 minutes or so. So Wyandotte's more of the, they're very similar as far as the parks. Obviously, one's in Wyandotte and one's in Shawnee Mission, or what are we calling this? Johnson County. Don't even know what county I'm in. Oh, well. And so I think that, you know, Shawnee Mission Park is probably a little bit cleaner, but there's a lot more people. So if you don't want to put up with having to wait on a bunch of holes, I would go to Wyandotte first. And that's probably why I always kind of think of Wyandotte as being just a slightly better disc golf course in my mind. I think the holes are probably a little bit better at Shawnee Mission Park, but that's just kind of my attitude, so you can kind of choose for yourself. Anyway, yeah, so I like Shawnee Mission Park quite a bit. I'd like it a lot better whenever it's not crowded. So this is Mr. Paul Jangles, just giving you a little taste of Shawnee Mission Park. It's been a while since I've been here, so I was kind of jonesing to play it for a little bit, so I got some of my holes out of there, and that's what it is. So keep banging those chains, guys. Thank you for listening. I really do appreciate it. And we'll see you next time. Take care.
Oh, thank you.